We are recording.
It's 5 o'clock. We're calling the meeting to order. It's the Robert Parks and Recreation Commission. Roll, please.
Commission members present, Dan North.
Here.
Cindy Sutton, absent. Bob Martin.
Here.
Nina Angela.
Here.
Stacy Dooley. Absent.
Recognition of visitors.
Tom Patterson, director, not here. Jamie Simmons, assistant director.
Yeah.
Kate Walsh, special events coordinator.
Here.
Tyler Toiliger, account clerk.
Here.
Other visitors? Jim Robinette.
Here.
You don't have to say it.
I don't have to say it.
Jennifer Hager.
Yeah.
And Brian Carman.
Okay. Brian is the new second ward councilman, and Jen Hager is the first ward council person. I guess I should have said council person. Okay. Tonight we have our nomination and election of the officers for the upcoming year for chair and his secretary. I'll open up nominations for chair. Yeah.
I nominate Mr. Daniel North.
I second. Oh. So I don't have to ask if there's any other. I will accept the nomination. Thank you. All in favor for electing me?
Aye.
Saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. We have secretary's position. I open it up to nominations. Nina Angela.
Yeah. Oh, I have my hand up.
No, I'm nominating you. Are there any other nominations? Okay, Nina, do you accept the nomination?
I do accept it, though. Thank you.
Thank
you, Mr. Mark.
Sure.
You don't
want to be secretary? No. Okay. All in favor of Nina Antwoff being the secretary, respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. I want to go back to recognition of visitors. I'm sorry, I got out of order for a second. Are there any speakers tonight? Okay. There isn't any speakers. I feel like I'm back on track.
Okay.
You're up. Received a copy of the December 11th, 2025 minutes. Are there any additions or corrections? Hearing none, is there a motion to accept the minutes as presented?
Okay. And I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. No further discussion. Respond to accept the minutes as presented. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. The ayes have it. Okay, we have several reports here. Active Adult Center.
So we were talking about funding too, but I don't have anything other than obviously just finishing up the rooms, you know, the money we spend is just for getting things ready for the new year, so nothing more. As far as the center was concerned, and then we were down a little bit for holidays, so there's not really much of that also to report, other than finishing up any of the projects that we could finish up and closing in the PRs that we were able to close.
Beautification.
Again, we looked at that. I was busy, obviously. We spent a little bit of money at the end of the year, and most of my spending at the end of the year for that was to get me ahead of a little bit for next year. So obviously I didn't know any money left, or anything with the indication that I did spend some that was left, because I always do that just to this year we have paint, make sure we have stuff for the kids area that I can finish up. I will say really quick, we did purchase a 10 by 20 tent so that we could use it for concerts.
Not about beautification and social events.
So beautification is part of that money, so you'll see some of that.
Most things.
Yep, yes.
Instead of having to repair multiple tents too, or have that space.
Yep. And we don't have anything that has air conditioning that we're taking down with, so these guys can change into a bit of tent that they'll be able to use for changing and set the conference if they need to. And then we're going to use it strategically for my best. So.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, we have a board of request form, board of control request form in front of us. It's where the amount is $31,600. And we need to approve this to be submitted to the board. This is for the purchase of five mowers for next year. Tammy, I'll let you explain that this.
Sure. We use two graders. These two graders are the ones that for the last 4 years have been used for our potted mow material. A lot of places don't grow 6,000 mums that they're going to flowers to do. So I have it written as sole proprietor in case that comes up. Those two, we always use two. We don't use one because you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket when it comes to any type of mums or anything that may be weather related. Like if one place can only give us, you know, if Boone and Acres can only give us, 500 or so, at least we still have Buckwalkers. And then obviously, if we need more from Buckwalkers, then we may have to go to Boone and Acres, whatever. We don't just do one company for all of our potted moms. We've been using these two companies for the last few years. There is an increase though, because I did get news that there would be an increase in the price this year, 5% across the board. I was spending $4.75 and $5. This year it will go up to $5.525. So that's why there's an increase from last year. This year, that's why it's $31.5.
And it's not to exceed that amount, correct?
Should not, no, because I built in that 5%, so no, it should not.
Okay, thank you.
And that's from both. I do about 1,000 from, I do about $6,000 from Union Acres, and the rest of it's from Buck Walters, just so you know the money breakdown. But they didn't ask for that, so I've just done it the way I've done it all the year, so.
Okay. Any questions? When you look at it, can you tell the difference?
Yes. Yeah, you can. Buck Walters are usually bigger. You can always kind of tell. Plus, they do put them in different pots. But Buck Walters seems to be a bigger plant. We tried in the past to get them to tell you that a little bit, so they kind of look the same. But they're good. They're good. I mean, both of them are decent. They're good, very good plants. If you go over to Mark's and try to buy a plant that looks like those, if you come to Memphis, you're not going to find them for our place.
Yeah, you just find the little ones over
there. Yeah.
And really, your margin from our cost to the retail price, not that much.
Well, I sold them for $9. They sold them to us for $5.25. I may go up to 10. I'm still kind of thinking on that, and I'll let you guys know when I make that decision.
Because costs are increasing everywhere.
Well, because I'll tell you why in a minute when it's my turn to talk about Mumfest. I'll tell you why I'm thinking of upping it in a minute, so we can move on.
We're going to need a motion to approve this request to be submitted to the Board of Control.
I'll make that motion.
Motion's been made. And I'll second. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it.
Okay, now, if you pull up this sheet, this is my email, and I just will explain a little bit of why I'm thinking about it might increase the price. Bob Holm is very good with helping us. He usually is a go-between between our growers for the cuttings for the mum garden. Okay? This is no longer donating the cuttings. they are trying to do a business model. Anything we give them advertising-wise doesn't really help them because they don't sell anything here local. So they decided they were not going to give us the cuttings anymore for free. They were going to sell them to us again. We're going to go back to that. About 5 or 6 years ago, they did that to us then, and now they're going back to it. And it's okay. If you look at that, you can see the cost. They charge us 44 cents per cutting. We're getting about 13,700 cuttings. That's a cost of about $6,028. They also charge us to FedEx them from Florida overnight so that we can have them and get them planted. That was this year in 2025 was $1,075. We figured that probably would have increased. Bob did not do correct math, and I corrected him on that. That's it. Because I said, you put total, but you didn't put in the shipping. So the total for ASC is going to be close to $7,103. That's an extra cost that we are not normally absorbing, which is why I would not think about upping my price for the product moms to try to make it up. But, however, if you turn it over on the back, there is a company out of Michigan that we have used regularly the last few years to get overages. Because ASC doesn't do overages, MASC had some overages, they were able to send us. And for the last 3 years that we needed some, they did not charge us for those. Right. So we went to them, spoke with them. This is what they said they would give us our cuttings for. If you look at that, they'll give us the same number of cuttings at 29 cents, not 44. Their shipping, since we're from Michigan, is also cheaper at $548. Their total cost, $10 under border control, $4,521. What are you talking about? So if you look at the difference, $4,521 compared to $7,118, it's pretty obvious that I'm going with MASC.
Yeah.
I know that ASC has always been, you know, they've sponsored everything before and blah, blah, blah. That's been nice. But they're running a different business model. They need money. The Mumpus is a business model as well, and I can't see spending almost $2,000 extra dollars just because of theirs. You can look at the pros and cons, and I thought it was kind of funny. Bob didn't list any cons against MASC at all, and I don't even know if he realized he didn't. So, we're going to go with MASC. And so, that's where we'll go with it, and I'll stay under border control. Michigan.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're close. Yep. So that's why, and again, I'm considering possibly raising that $9 potted mum that we've had all these years to possibly 10, because I now have another almost $5,000 extra. And I'll let you guys know once I talk a few more times to Bob and some other people within the Mumpest world, whether or not this is a year we need to make that jump. I mean, we're getting like a $5 for selling it or not. I get it that it's a $4, you know, whatever increase for us. But, you know, I got another $5,000 shot that's going to be costing me this year. I want to make sure that we're still going to be efficient in making that gap. So, that's it for Mumpfest. I kind of jumped over. Edgewood Fencing is done. So it's finished. Did you guys have it? Okay. When I went over to look at it, as far as I could see, obviously I'm not an inspector. I know Ronnie was sent over there to look at it. I'm sure he's talked to Mark about it. It seems to be fine, and I don't know your question that you asked me, but I can find that out. Budget was submitted. Don and I sat on the phone and went line by line through everything that was submitted, and we was doing reading with finance and then the merit. So that's all I have of it. Budget was submitted. And design is done. We're in the process of ordering cuttings for Mumpfest. The center, we have a New Year's party tomorrow with the mayor. We have had a lot of people sign up for a lot of things this sign-up time. So I don't know if people are just kind of stir crazy or whatever, but I was just like, good night, 15 for this and 17 for that. I'm like, this is bigger than we've had in a while. So that's very positive for us in the senior center. But a lot of people in all of our programs are,
And the firefighters referring to the sign-up people are the January, February.
Yeah.
St. Gary February.
Yeah, just a lot of good response. A lot of people are ready to go, get back in here and start, you know, doing our programs.
That's without trips.
And that's without trips, because we don't usually do trips in January or February because the weather's so weird.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get stuck with people. Even though we have perfect vehicles now, it's all good, but I still don't want to get stuck with seniors in the van somewhere outside of the road. So we don't do January and February just because. We'll get back into March and April trips. March and April. Finally, you guys got this. This is not us. I mean, this is at the Parks Department. We talked about it a little bit. We found out about it possibly happening. We got confirmation that it is happening. We know that it is happening on Monday, January 12th. I just wanted to make sure that I put it out there that this community forum is happening. It will be here in the center from 5 to 7:30. They are coming in to set up everything, and because it's kind of their event, so they know what they're doing. Tyler will be here for the event, and then they'll have the event, and that'll be it.
And it was mentioned today on the mayor's Q&A that he does a video each week. So just so you know, that was another spot that this was also doing as well.
Yep.
That's their office.
I think I saw it on the Herald News.
Yeah.
I really think it's going to be an exciting event. It gives the citizens, like, a lot of opportunities, especially low-income, homeless, and the seniors, to come in and get resources. I'm hoping, since I'm going to be here, to pull those resources and that we'll have ideas about what I can give to people when they call, like more information on certain things. So I'm really looking forward to it.
So Summit County's bringing in all the flyers.
Summit County's doing everything. Summit County and the mayor, this was a good collaboration. We didn't know about it until
27 vendors?
29 vendors. 30 vendors, actually.
Jen.
We did speak about the city council, and the mayor, one of his concerns is, like, once this event is over, you know, like, for how do people go to get contact information and stuff. So he is working on that with them to make sure that once this event is over, people in Barberton can make a change to Akron or whatever to know who to contact and stuff like that.
Glad to hear that. Good.
Okay. I'm done.
Let me go next.
Sure.
Okay. Again, like Jamie said, we met last time on September 11th, and it's New Year, and then obviously the holidays and stuff too. There's a rural period, so a little bit of updates and a lot of time. Okay. First off, I do want to mention on December 11th too, in regards to the record retention schedule. I know I had already submitted that previously before I went on vacation, which was December 18th, that was submitted again to the law and department and the mayor's office, which was earlier than when they requested it. They requested to have it by December 26th. So we did get that in way in advance for them as well. And you guys also then saw that too. So currently right now, we are just waiting to hear back in regards to what's the meeting date for that to be scheduled in January. Or potentially this year when they're gonna schedule that. So I'm right now at
those dates. We need to talk to them the best.
So right now I'm just waiting to hear back from Vanessa in regards to what date we'll have actually for our record retention to be reviewed. And then like I mentioned before, what happens is after the records committee looks at it and goes through it, and if it gets approved, then it moves on to the state auditor and they go through it, and then once that's approved by state auditor, it should go back to the records committee to then notify us it's been approved for us to then follow that record, new record retention schedule. So, and if we hear anything, the next steps of the process, we'll let you guys know if there's any changes or if we have to review it again. Also, I mentioned that our adult winter rec volleyball league registration was up at the last meeting. Again, it closed on the 19th of December when teams come in. This is the biggest year so far with 8 teams, so that's really good. So since I created, 3 or 4 years ago, started from scratch with only, 4 teams that very first year. Finally, I've grown it up to 8 teams, and I actually had some people ask afterwards, but I just, with my rock and everything else, too, and the space available, I can't grow it yet, but looking at next year to have more foundation for more teams. So that is really exciting, especially since, unfortunately, a lot of our other programs, you know, currently haven't had the best enrollment, so that's great to hear about that one. Certainly, you're off great.
Then a sweetheart dance, we have that one coming up in February. Again, that was previously advertised in the program guide. In addition to, there is going to be an announcement on the mayor's City of Barberton social media page as well once that flyer is approved. And we'll go through that. So that registration has been up, as again, just like it said in the program guide before, so it's been up and running that way. Let's see, coming up, again, we're just trying to get things rolling for, again, spring, summer, so we're kind of looking at that, so we're start planning for more of that currently, and then trying to get some stuff here day-to-day, stuff done, so I'm helping out with all those, too, so, again, slow roll, fingers in the air, but we have something that's pretty quick, so.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So right now we're in the process of getting rentals ready for this upcoming year. We will be having a meeting hopefully with police, fire, and parks maintenance to go over these new policies that we're looking at. We're looking to redo the policy sheets. The gazebo, I'm pretty sure, hadn't been done since 2014. And then we have new processes with Active that they have to go through in order to book and reserve the rentals.
And clarify, Active is where they register stuff. That's a registration site, just so you know.
Yep, and then I've had Tammy and Kate, we've both gone back and forth like 3 or 4 times on the sheets of corrections. So we are going over that, and then it will go to the Parks Commission for approval before we are gung-ho putting this on with the rental information. And we're hoping to do that in February to have rentals open.
Really quick, we wanted to sit down with police and fire and maintenance just to make sure we're all on the same page as far as what, you know, what happens if I get to my place and somebody's there, who do I need to call? And call police, whatever. But we just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Purple Fall Party, so we are looking at July for that. I really want to get our Purple Fall vendor email out there early because I realize vendors like to start scheduling early, so the earlier the better. And with that, I want to schedule the mobile adoption unit as well, to make sure they're available to come. Concerts, I'm still working on booking. We have a hypnotist coming March 21st. Yes, it'll be an event. Kara has booked them, and it's with Crackpots Comedy Club. So that'll be exciting. Doors open at 6:30. It's from 7 to 8:30.
That's just an event. We're not doing dinner. It's not a dinner.
Correct.
Could you tell me about this Friday?
Next Friday. So next Friday, we are having winter dinner to show. We'll be serving leeches. We are able to take up to 40 people. There was a cutoff deadline for registration, but we didn't meet the registration number that we'd like to see. So we are opening that up still. Right now, we have 16 people signed up. We're able to take 40 for the dinner itself. We're also allowing tickets to be bought at the door. So with dinner, it's $15 per person, and then at the door, it's just $5 for the show if they're interested. And it's Spicy Rhyme that will be playing, and one of the people that's in the band is from La Flavor, Craig. What else? And then with the dog park, Tammy and I are looking to do some kind of improvement to the dog park in the upcoming future. I'm pretty sure we're both interested in capital projects and how they work and to learn about them. So it'll be something to look forward to, especially looking into grants and whatnot once we actually have the idea of what we want to do. And then I have resident with the seniors coming up. I actually, like Tammy said, I have 9 people signed up. Normally it's like 5 or 4 for a craft. So that's a pretty decent number.
Something different. You've never done that before, so I think it might be piquing your interest.
Yeah.
Try to keep things so that we have so many different things just to get them, you know, some of them have never done a junior program, never done a resume, I don't even know. So I just think that, you know, trying to keep coming up with different ideas to give them, they love to do different things, so.
It's like a plastic hardener that you can put things in. You can make jewelry, keychains, bookmarks, coasters, anything. So we're going to make like little jewelry things that they can take home, and they'll have multiple so they can give them out as presents or whatever they would like to do. I do have some ideas for events upcoming. These aren't set in stone. These are just ideas. And one is, like I said, reach out to the Pet Day vendors for Purple Paw Party early. We're looking to do the splash bash that we did at Avley Webb again, but also add a couple things to it and then schedule a different day than we did last year because of the kids were at a football training camp and we scheduled it for the wrong day for the neighborhood. We're also looking to do Pokemon and Magic open play. I spoke with one of the downtown shop owners, and he's willing to work with us to get his people in here and to set up an event. That way we're also gearing towards a different population than like the sports and recreation population. I'd like to see a dance at the gazebo. Like, this is just kind of like a dream of mine. So we would hire a DJ to do one in the summer, and then we would do one in the fall that is geared towards country and line dance, because I know that's popular, and we would hire a DJ for that one as well.
And that's it. I'm kind of just going off that too. With our senior centers, where we are doing four technology classes from as well in January, February, which again, we try to incorporate that as much as possible. Again, we are the ones running the center and the park department stuff too, in addition to also teaching it. So again, it's, we can't do it every single day of the week or have a long program, multi week. So I don't ask about that, but we try to do a couple of that we can to afford.
Repeat that. What was this called?
Technology classes. So we have the technology series. We have some again about video calling and stuff too. Again, we try to
show them how to do that stuff.
A lot of people with their smartphones and computers, especially we have some members here who don't know how to even access an email address. So it's like creating that one and getting them on it. So trying to go from the basics also to people who know how to make an Excel sheet, how do you put formulas and et cetera too. So the goal would be to get everybody at least at a baseline, but those that already know stuff, let's give you a class too that's more geared to it. So that's why we end up giving topics and tell them we're teaching them first at beginner level. And then we'll advance as we get more interest.
A comment about dance at the gazebo. You know how many years I've tried to do the street dance.
Oh, really?
I wonder if there is one. A old fashioned street dance.
I didn't know there was a street dance.
We used to have park dances. Different days of the week at different parks. And then Bob can tell you more than me because he's.
We're giving away our age.
Yes. And then once or twice a year, you can have a big street dance. And then in some neighborhoods, they, instead of having like a big watch, they have like a street dance. And you get to know your neighbors and you get to know everybody. And I just loved it. I just thought that was bringing everybody together. And it didn't have to be teenagers or middle class. It didn't, you know. I'll never forget at the park dance, my mom came. How do you think I feel? You know, 16 years old, my mom was out there, you know. But it's for everybody, you know. And so I really, I hope that does come true. Not that I'll be out there dancing, but I hope.
Well, come on, Nina, you should dance already.
So, if you want to put a star next to
it. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Anything else, Tyler?
Yep, that's it.
At this time, thank you for the report. At this time, I'd like to enter into an executive session in accordance to D1, Section 121.22 of Ohio Revised Code. Oh. Is there a motion to go into executive session? Is there a second? Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We will reconvene our meeting after the executive.